Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for choosing this free Anfield Index podcast. If you'd prefer to listen to this or any of our other shows without adverts, then now's the time to check out Anfield Index Pro. With AI Pro, you can supercharge your entire listening experience. You'll not only get all of our podcasts without the ads, but you'll have them far faster with our quick publish feature available exclusively for subscribers. AI Pro also puts you in the heart of our sound studio, with an option to listen to many of our shows live and interact with the podcasters in real time as the shows are recording. Upgrading couldn't be easier. AI Pro is available on all popular podcast platforms, and we have our own apps for Apple and Android. Just head on over to AnfieldIndexPro.com and get started today.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Red, your lunchtime catch-up on all things Liverpool FC, and a harrowing reminder that the Reds are out of the Europa League. 1-0 win last night in Bergamo against an Atalanta team that had nothing to really play for and never fully committed to opening up. Liverpool looked... I don't even know what words to use, because the words I want to use would probably upset some people, those who are of a more sensitive disposition. It was just, as Trev Downey said last night, it was turgid. It was weak. We started out with a strong team on the pitch, and we went 1-0 up within 7 minutes through a Mo Salah penalty. And from there, the only real chance that we had was when Mo got put through and lifted the ball over the goalkeeper but put it wide. That was it. That was the only real chance that we created after scoring. And you would have to wonder why we were so passive in that second half. Why it is that when Jurgen made his changes, he didn't make us any more attacking other than the Jadon Dams substitution. We needed three goals last night just to force extra time. Cody Gakpo had zero shots in 90 minutes. Mo Salah had two. One of them the penalty and one of them the one he lifted over the goalkeeper. He played 66 minutes, as did Luis Diaz, and Diaz had one shot. So, outside of the penalty, our front three managed two shots in the game. Now, this season, and these numbers come from Sam Maguire, we have played 24 matches in which we've scored three or more, and Darwin Nunez has started 19 of those. So, while yes, there are issues with Darwin, his conversion rate is not nearly good enough. We create far more when he's in the team. Cody Gakpo played 180 minutes against Atalanta across the two games. Actually, he played 190 minutes, including stoppage time. Maybe even a little bit more when you consider first half stoppage time, but around 190 minutes. He didn't have a single shot on goal. across the two games. And I got a load of abuse for saying he was crap in the first game, because he had a couple of pointless dribbles that led to absolutely nothing. He was awful last night. As was Diaz, as was Mo. As was Dominic, as was Curtis. Dreadful. Our game plan in the first half was lots of movement and let's hope Trent can pick the right pass. And on a couple of occasions, he did. In the second half, the game plan seemed to be no movement, give it to Trent and let's hope for the best. And Trent took that to heart. 77% pass conversion from Trent last night. Far too many Hollywood balls. It was a little bit like watching one of those games that Steven Gerrard would throw in during his career, where Stevie Mee would take over and he'd try and win it all by himself and everything would go wrong. That's basically what we got from Trent last night. And Twitter was alight with praise of him because people have no idea what they're watching. Trent played us out of the game in ways last night. Now, it's not his fault. That was the game plan. So that falls on the manager and the assistant manager. Now, I've been watching this manager for a long time, since he was at Mainz. And people that I've talked to and that have followed me for a long time know that when he was at Dortmund, before he'd even won his first title, I wanted him at Liverpool. And a big part of that was obviously him, his personality, his man management, his motivation. But a big part of it was the style of football. And when he arrived at Liverpool, he talked about his style of football, that brand of heavy metal football. Now, we haven't played that in a long time. The first European Cup final run was heavy metal football. The second, when we won it, there was more control to it. It was built more on being strong defensively. Still having that ability to carve you open and still being able to counter-press really well, but doing it in spurts rather than endlessly. Like Dortmund were a relentless machine. Us in that first 2.5 years that he was at the club, we were a relentless pressing machine. But we won a league title and a Champions League playing a different brand of football with massive influence from that early style, but with more elements of control. And in the 4 years since, what we've attempted to do is add more control and reduce the amount of heavy metal. In part because players were aging, in part because maybe it was seen that that was a better way to manage the injury issues. That hasn't worked for us. But if you really think back over the years, how many heavy metal games has there been in the last 4 to 5 years? It's a fraction of the amount there was in the 2.5 years before that. And this season, it's rarely there. There's a bit of chaos to how we play, but that's not an intended ingredient in what we're doing. That's a failure in the tactical game plan. And Klopp came out last night with some absolutely bizarre quotes about how he loved how we played. The power, the commitment. Utter horseshit. But this team, and in truth, our team for the last couple of years, doesn't resemble a Jurgen Klopp team. Even the 21-22 season was very, very different. I know Thiago was a big part of that, and bringing him in was a very big step away from anything resembling heavy metal football. There were some performances where it all clicked and we went that route. But otherwise, we've been trying to have more control in games, to be more defensively solid, and to not overexert ourselves game after game. And there is merit to it, obviously. But it hasn't led to any big trophies since the league title. I mean, you can point to FA Cup and League Cups all you want, but really and truly, there are two trophies that matter. There's the Premier League and there's the Champions League. And if you're not in the Champions League, the UEFA, the Europa League will do, but it's very hard to do Thursday, Sunday and have success. Nobody's really managed it all that well.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This team doesn't look like a Jurgen Klopp team and hasn't for a while. Last season, it looked nothing like a Jurgen Klopp team either. Which tells us that the tactical game plan, the tactical influence is not coming from Jurgen. It's coming from someone else. Perhaps the man that wrote a book a couple of years ago. And if you go back and you find games of the NEC team he briefly managed, that's what we're doing. It's that team that's been kind of rebuilt with better parts. But it's a tactical game plan that didn't work there and hasn't worked here. We were abysmal last season. We've obviously been much better this season, in large part because of new additions. But even there, we didn't make as many new additions as we needed. And we spent some of the money we spent quite badly. I mean, Ryan Gravenberch was a bad signing for us. He wasn't what we needed at all. The signing made no sense. That was 35 million. That 35 million could have gotten us two players that could have contributed far more to what we're seeing this season than he has. Because he's contributed nothing. He had a good start to life at Liverpool, playing well in the League Cup and the Europa League against second and third tier opposition. A handful, and it's a very small handful, of Premier League cameos aside, he has been dreadful in the Premier League. And I know we all really like Endo, and he's been good. But we have, all of us, been guilty of massively overrating his performances. Because we had such low expectations, especially after his first few appearances where he looked like he'd won a raffle, that we've become accepting of 7 out of 10 and trying to make out that it's more than that. And we got guilty of that with a certain other player who left in the summer, who'd put in a 6 out of 10 and people would laud him like he'd been brilliant. Now, Endo certainly offers more than that, Fuller did. But you do notice it in big games that he is slightly below the level that's required. he'd be a really good squad player. A really good backup to bring in, you know, once every four games. You bring him in and he gives you a solid performance. And you can bring him off the bench and he'll help you see out games. And that would be the ideal role for him. But that's not what we needed. We needed a starting defensive midfielder. So we spent $51 million on Endo and Gravenberch and didn't get a starter quality player. Alan Varela was moving for $8 million. Would massively have improved us in that defensive midfield role. Will hopefully be a top target for us this summer. Would fit like a glove with Alexis in a double pivot or in a 6-8 pairing. And we let him just drift off to Porto. Manu Kone was available all summer. Julian Ward had done a lot of the groundwork on that. We didn't go back for him. He's not a six, he's another eight, and it was understandable that we didn't go and spend the money on him. But Kefren Turam, if we were going to buy another eight, which is what we bought in Gravenberch, Kefren Turam would have made a ton of sense. Far better player than Ryan Gravenberch. Obviously, we missed out on Caicedo, we missed out on Lavia. But there were others out there that we could have gone for. Plenty of them. I mean, Manuel Ugarte, he moved for $60 million. So not a whole lot more than we paid for Endo and Gravenberch. If we bought him rather than Endo and Gravenberch, we'd be much better off because he would offer far more than either of them individually or what they've offered collectively. Because again, Gravenberch has offered nothing in the league campaign. Like, we had no real need for Ryan Gravenberch coming into the season. So if we'd even just bought Endo as the backup six and bought a starter, then we would still have Dominic, Curtis, Alexis, Vesetic, Harvey Elliott, and in theory, Thiago for the eight positions. Plus Bobby Clark, plus whoever else. But we would have had six senior players, if you count percentage as a senior player because he was in the squad last year. Now, obviously, they knew Thiago was going to miss most of the season. That's fine. But you still got five others there. You still got Dominic and Harvey for the more attacking role. And then you've got Alexis and Bacetic for the more controlling role. And then Curtis can play either. So you'd have five. So there's no need for us to buy Ryan Gravenberch at all. We didn't need him. He wasn't going to improve us. And I know people say, oh, he's only 21. Played about 1,200 minutes less than Darwin Núñez in his career. He's not only 21. He's far more experienced than 21-year-olds. This is year five of his senior career. He was dreadful for Bayern. He was poor in his last season at Ajax. And he's been awful this year. This is just money badly spent. And again, that is the influence of the assistant manager. Cody Gakpo, another one that the assistant manager was very forceful on. When what we needed was a midfielder, not another forward player. And is he a good player? Yes, he is a good player. Is he good enough at times? At times he is. But outside of that hot spell in the months after he signed, he hasn't been very good for us. He certainly hasn't been good this season. This is why change is a good thing. On AnfieldIndex.com, this is Anfield of loads of stuff on last night's game. I really can't be bothered, so just go and have a read. AnfieldIndex.com. Pep and Linder is now being linked with the Besiktas job. Journalists had made him the favourite for the Ajax job, but apparently Ajax weren't informed of that. Klopp shifts focus and talks about the potential of winning the league. There's a piece about Mo, piece about last night, and there is a post-match Raw from yesterday. So do check that out. There's also a couple of daily reds that Guy did while I wasn't here. There is a Stat Me Up with Dave Davis and Ben Boxack, and there's loads more to come. So I'll see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye. No, I won't see you tomorrow because today is Friday, so I won't see you all again till Monday. Take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this Anfield Index show. Please be sure to subscribe to our channel so future podcasts find their way to your device automatically. There's nothing quite like fan engagement, and we'd love to know what you think of anything discussed on this show. The best way to get in touch is over on our free Discord community, where both podcasters and listeners debate the hottest LFC topics 24/7. Sign up free now at anfieldindex.com/Discord. You won't regret it. You can also follow us on Twitter at Anfield Index and find us on Facebook by searching for Anfield Index. Oh, and before you go, we'd love it if you could leave us a 5-star review on your favourite podcast app. It only takes a couple of seconds, and it means the world to the people who create these free shows. Sports Social Podcast Network.